brought to you by PureGrainAudio.com. This is the Alloy Podcast. Welcome to the Alloy Podcast. Things are going to be slightly askew today because there's no Ben on the episode. So what you're going to hear is an interview that I did with As Blood Runs Black a little while ago with the help of a friend of mine named McCary, who plays in a band around here called Submerged in Cositis. This is pretty much the Summer Slaughter Spectacular, is what I'm calling it. So what I'm going to be doing is every now and again you'll hear me kind of pipe up and do song intro and outro, but mostly I'm just going to kind of throw some songs into this interview and edit it together into a show. So I hope it works out well. This might be what I'm doing from now on if Ben can't make it to a taping because of work and whatnot. He's very, very busy. I hope you enjoy the show. We got some killer stuff. Like I said, an interview. This is all, the entire show is an interview that was done with As Blood Runs Black. This is the Summer Slaughter Spectacular, so it's going to be throw in all kinds of info about the Summer Slaughter tour and the bands on Summer Slaughter this year, as well as a couple of extra tracks that I'm throwing in just for fun to fill out the playlist. I guess we'll start you out with some music to kind of get the ball rolling a little bit. And this first track is by the band Regiment 26, who was the local opener for the Oregon date of the Summer Slaughter Tour, which, of course, is where we are located and the show that I went to. This is off their Let There Be Bloodshed EP. This is the title track, so I hope you love it. Let there be bloodshed!
Yeah.
just heard 13 by 6 feet Under, and we're going to dive into this interview with As Blood Runs Black. You just heard 6 feet Under with 13, and we're going to dive into this interview with As Blood Runs Black. And I'm letting you know, I did not do this interview on Summer Slaughter Tour. This was done just a few months ago when they went out with Born of Osiris, Human Abstract, and Darkest Hour. So I guess fair warning on that. I was kind of saving the interview for this occasion. So just letting you know, this is a couple months old, but no big deal, still very relevant. And if there's some funny noise going on in the background, it's because this is literally being recorded in a Fred Meyer eatery area across the street from the Hawthorne in Portland. If you guys are familiar with the area, then there you go. Alloy Podcast, this is Matt.
And McCary.
And we're hanging out with a couple of the guys from As Blood Runs Black. Can you intro yourselves for the listeners?
Yo, my name is Ledge, and I bang.
And my name is Nick, and Ledge bangs me.
Very true.
That's how that goes. We just saw it, actually. that's how we met up with these guys. It was at a bathhouse. And
quad way.
Yeah. But it was pretty chill. So, how's tour going so far?
Tour is amazing. It's been about 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks.
Two and a half, three weeks probably.
It's been going good. We're stoked to be on this package. I mean, Dark Star Boo and even the Human Abstract, who I don't think they don't get enough credit. They are by far one of the sickest bands I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
And for them opening this package is fucking retarded. But, I mean, you know, business is business, but it's awesome to be with these bands, and it's cool to share a little bro time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the response has been great, and, you know, we're very fortunate to still have a following. You know, our record's 5 years old, and
shit, awesome.
For kids to still show up, it's like, it's a blessing in disguise for us.
Well, it's all about the fans, man. They make it happen.
What's the response to Insight been so far?
Oh, Instinct?
Instinct.
I'm Instinct. Sorry. Instinct. That's right. Insight's the name of one of the songs, isn't it?
No, it's not.
No, I'm just being psycho, sorry.
No, but the response has been really, really cool. We weren't really expecting, I mean, we were expecting something, but we weren't expecting what we got. You know, kids are actually, you know, giving two fucks and buying the record, which is nice.
When
everything's downloadable at your fingertips, you know, it's awesome that, you know, people will come out and buy it instead of nerds, you know, jacking off with their right hand, will download it with their left hand, you know, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really cool, and that we're blessed to have people really interested in our shit. I mean, but 5 years, it's, man, like, I would want to see what kind of train wreck we came out with, too, if it's been 5 years.
Definitely.
So true. I can understand that.
A long hiatus coming back.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
It's got to be good material.
Yeah. Like, if like kids buying our record, that helps us as a business. But like, if they're downloading it, it also helps us out as an artist. You know, we're just stoked that people are taking the time of their day to give it a listen, whether they like it or not. You know, there's a lot of hard work put into it. So for somebody to, you know, sacrifice that time that they'll never get back to hear a track or two, whether they like it or not, it's just more than enough for us.
Mm-hmm. Keep that name in your head.
Keep it relevant to the scene, I guess.
You know? Absolutely. Yeah. I've been listening to Instinct, get it right this time, for about a week, and it's super, super good. We'll probably listen to it on the way home tonight. I don't see why not. So, congratulations on a good record, guys.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a... We took a half of 2009, half of 2010 off, and that was when our old guitarist Ernie kind of put his foot out the door and wasn't really... He was kind of over it, but he still stuck around, you know, just to, you know, help us out when we needed. But me and Ledge, we buckled down, and we were in the studio, like, no lie, every single day. Luckily, it was, like, a couple blocks down the street from our personal residence, but every single fucking day, dude, for almost a year, just, like, you know, we're not guitar players by any means, so writing was just fucking gnarly. It was
hard.
Yeah, it was hard.
Long
you know?
Process. But
especially being broke and, you know, the industry not supporting and... fans expecting us to break up, and you know, the support wasn't there, and
tons of shit talkers on the Lamb Goat, I'm sure.
Oh, but I love that shit, dude. Like, I'm a big fan of Dave Chappelle's Player Haters Ball. So, hate, man. As long as you hate us, you'll still be thinking about us. So,
yeah.
More they hate, the more pushes you to
exactly.
prove them wrong.
You know?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I embrace any type of publicity, whether it be negative or positive. So, hate me or love me.
Yeah, this tour is a perfect representation of the hard work pays off. You know, we came out here excited to be back on tour with this new lineup we got. And, you know, we were just expecting to do our thing, to regrow. And you know, we went out there, like, the first few shows right away, right off the bat. Kids were going apeshit and going excited. We're getting, you know, strong response. And we're like, holy shit, you know, we still have, you know, some type of loyal fan base. And so some type of loyal following. The merch sales are blowing the roof. And we're like, wow, you know, it's been a long time and we still get this love. You know, it's obviously we're doing something right, you know.
Hell yeah.
So we're excited to see what this.
We're going to take a short break from the interview so we can play some more music for you. And I think we're going to get some Whitechapel in here. I don't see why not. So here's Breeding Violence by Whitechapel.
Your every sin I ever inside brings up war.
just heard Moonlight Equilibrium off of the brand new Black Dahlia record, Ritual. Let's get back to this interview with As Blood Runs Black.
I know there's been a lot of the press has been very accepting of the new record, Instinct. I'm gonna overpronounce it every time to make sure I get it right. especially the Metal Hammer podcast guys over in the UK, they've really been digging on it. That's how I first found out you guys were coming out with a new one. I heard them talking about the new one track that got released a couple months back.
Is that Divided?
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I
can't remember.
Yeah,
they were
the
so
track
close together.
That was
so much politics
put up for vocal tracking for people to send in their demos, or
no, just
full track.
It was a full track. Yeah,
I don't remember what, because we had two come out pretty at the same time, but I think it might be Divided, if I remember. If it's the one that crashed their site or whatever,
We put out one of the first official releases of our single, second single. We crashed the site. I don't remember what site that was, but it crashed and went down. So many people were, trying to get their listening, and the bandwidth just took a shit. And just something like that. That's
got to make you feel pretty good as a band, though, right?
It's like we announced it, and then I would say less than 30 minutes later, we were just like, dude, I can't even listen to it. The site's down. It's like, that's what's up, that's sick.
It's like, thank God we still have a fan base that can crash a whole website.
Yeah.
Dude, for us taking a year off, man, to be able to do something like that, it's like, I can't even explain it. Like, I can be like, oh, yeah, we're very fortunate, but dude, it's above and beyond what I can even express to you. It's amazing.
What are your guys' plans after tour?
After
keep touring? Or?
Of course, man. If the only way to stay relevant and to make money is to be on the road. I mean, we've been doing this for so long, so the road's like our second home. Like, I can't see myself being home for too long. Like, that whole year break is just... It was weird. Like, it wasn't my normal life, so we're gonna keep doing that. We'll get on different tours. We want to start building tours and getting on tours that would actually benefit us, as opposed to the straightforward metal tours that we might not do as well. In any business, you want to hit the markets that you're gonna do successfully. So hopefully we get some of that. We have a tour lined up, and we're gonna be off in April, maybe do some one-off shows, and in May we go out with Caliban in Europe, so that's gonna be fucking sick.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we're way stoked.
During your guys' 1 year layoff, how long were you guys in the studio for that?
Well, we were writing every day in the lockout, and then in the studio, it's so weird. Like the instrumentals,
they were done pretty quick.
Yeah, they're done within a month months.
I did the drums in 3 days. We were fortunate enough to have Meaty Scary, who has one of the best studios in North Hollywood, close by where we live. Where
what's the name of the studio?
Undercity
Recordings or Records, or I don't know what they call it, but. That allowed, the strings to come in, guitars, bass, vocals, and basically take their time on it, because it's the label, so they're behind us, at this point, now they're, their ears were turned on us, and, that for them to support us that way, give us the benefit to, take our time and make it, sound what it is right now. And if we didn't have that opportunity, I think this record would sound like shit.
Straight up.
The drums were 3 days, I was rushed or whatever, but at the end of the day, it's not about one instrument, and it all came together
sounds
really
good.
Well, and, Undercity, having that outlet, Media Scare, it benefited the record.
Yeah, well, I mean, with the whole vocal shit that we were going through, we hammered our instruments out 3 days, and I took 3 days, and the guitars took a couple weeks, because Ernie, our old guitarist, tracked them, laid them down on the shit, so he had to kind of learn the songs that we wrote and then do that. So we wanted to make that short as possible, so our horrible singer ordeal could kind of play out. And we had three different versions of
Instinct. That was the biggest wait, was the vocal situation. The record was done and written in for a while, and we were just waiting for a permanent vocalist, and dudes were coming in and out. There's 3-4 different versions of Instinct with different vocalists, and Sonic was the best one, and fuck it, you could tell. I mean, I'm pretty sure those other versions would leak out somehow, some way in the future, but you'll see that Sonic's version was just this is it. That's our boy from back in the day, so we all felt comfortable, and we know he was built for the road. The last guy we had before him, he took 4 months to do the record.
Not even the whole record.
Yeah, not even the whole record. And then a week in the tour, we just want to see if he was, built for the road. He ended up quitting. and, you know, put us in a predicament. But, you know, I called Sonic up. He came, finished the tour, and we knew from that point on, and hey, this is it. This is the lineup. So we're back out doing our thing.
Right on.
All right, we're going to drop out for just a second for a little bit more music. And you know what? We got some Darkest Hour coming up right now, and we're going to kick it old school with Darkest Hour and play something from the Undoing Ruin record with 1,000 words to say but one. We'll be right back.
We'll stand aside, one by one, watch you die. We will stand aside, one by one, watch you die.
That was Within the Ruins with Invade. And in case you didn't know, they did just release a video for that. That's pretty dope, kind of gangstery. A lot of people get shot. So head over to their Facebook and check that out. I also want to give a quick shout to a blogger buddy of mine that did a great interview, a video interview, with Within the Ruins over at the Blast Beats and Breakdowns blog. If you're interested in watching that interview, you can go to blastbeatsandbreakdowns.tumblr.com, or you can just go to Alloy Podcast, and I will link to it in the show notes. Also, if you're a big fan of Within the Ruins, you can go check out the last episode of the Alloy Podcast, because they were on that as well. Let's get back to this As Blood Runs Black interview.
So just kind of a random question I like to ask bands. I like to turn bands into fans for a minute.
Yeah.
I've been to a million shows that I thought were going to be either A, garbage, and ended up being amazing,
uh-huh.
or the vice versa. I thought we were going to be amazing, and ended up being garbage.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys have any shows, but like before you were in the band, before you were touring, or even now, any shows that you go to that you're real stoked on that end up being crap, or that you thought were going to be crap and end up being awesome?
Funny story. Before we started, or while we were starting this band, I used to be a fan of Reflex, which is our booking agent's old band, Ashley Avilton. And, I was so blown away that I expected the show to be sold out, and they came and played at our hometown, and there was like five people there, but, fuck, I was into it. I was wet, and I was like, God damn, Tosin, who's in Animals as Leaders now. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He was blowing my mind. I didn't know a guitar could be played that way when he was in Reflex.
Tosin was in Reflex?
Yeah.
And Evan Brewer.
Yeah, Evan Brewer, my the best bass player in this scene, it was just mind-blowing. And then the Ash was just there, keeping the vocals, doing his thing. We were just blown away. And fucking, it's fucking crazy that now that he's our booking agent and he's running the scene now, he controls the scene, I believe. I could be wrong, but at the end of the day, he books the best tours.
And he makes moves for sure.
He's brought extreme metal. He's made it more popular. So it's cool to have that connection, that pre relationship before we've done business together. And I think that's a funny story, man.
Yeah. I feel him on that. I was at the same show and I was just blown away by that. And then Ash with his little 2 foot ass, like
he had his chops like you do.
Yeah, he had long chops. And they were such a sick band, and they didn't really do shit at that. But I mean, that place was kind of shot to begin with. But I mean, it was just cool, and now to see them, like Evan, my bass inspiration, who's ex-Animosity, it's just, they're doing so sick. Like, he's having a self-titled, just bass shit out, new album coming out, and that's cool. Tolson obviously killing shit in Animals as Leaders.
Oh, yeah.
And Ash making moves, big daddy business.
Yeah, he's definitely the name of the business, and he's seen, I think. I mean, that's my personal opinion.
That was for sure, I think, the biggest shock. I mean, there's a couple, ones that are kind of mediocre, but I remember that, my youth. That's, 2002, 2003, maybe-ish?
Yeah.
Around there.
In that era.
All right, so I guess, for my money, the first band that had had your kind of sound, it's getting quite popular now, but you guys were the first band, to my knowledge, that had that kind of sound. A kind of, I guess people call it deathcore, but that's what people call it.
Yeah,
I
hate that genre.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So many subs, it's like, yeah, dude, you get lost in it.
I agree with you completely, but so many people get wrapped up in the labeling and whatnot.
Angry at you if you say they're wrong.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Right. Do you guys find that the scene treats you different depending on what people call you?
It's pretty stupid, I think. Last time I checked, I played music, so...
Yeah.
All this other, whatever it's classified under, it's like, I'm a person. You can call me white, you can call me Puerto Rican, it's for people, And I think that's it. That's where hate begins. If there wasn't a word for, different ethnicities or different type of music, there would be more closeness in music.
Yeah.
And that's what... When I'm at home, I don't just listen to metal. I am a metal head, but... I like my jazz, I like my funk, and I like my hip hop. I like it all. I like Lady Gaga. She's a sexy ass bitch. But You know, she might have a dick, I don't know, but...
I don't care. I'd fuck her in the mouth. Exactly, I don't care.
Exactly. But, like, yeah,
put that meat in her mouth.
I think it's pretty ignorant. But, I mean, like everything, you know, there's always that classification. There's that class that you have to go with. So,
metal
is
made up of every single style of music.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and that's kind of the stance we take on our podcast, is we think everything's metal. We just call everything metal. You know what I mean? If it... Doesn't matter what subgenre or division
metal,
it goes
metal,
into. Metal is just metal to us, you know what I mean? And we don't really like the classification. And what kind of drives me crazy is that a lot of people will get into the, oh, that's not metal debate when the band clearly is. But I hear that a lot about bands that have that core tacked on to the end.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you have intense music and intense vocals, it's metal. I mean, it's pretty much, it's classified under that.
It's heavy.
Like if I were to tell my grandma, hey grandma, we're deathcore, she'd be like, what the fuck is that? I mean, my grandma's pretty hit, but like she's
smacked in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Deathcore, what are you trying to do, kill people? Like, you know,
put bad juju on me.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, grandma.
I tell her we're metal, and she understands that. It's like you got to keep it simple. I think when you get all up in like the, you know, certain like categories that you were saying, you lose meaning, and then like bands get classified differently. Like we're trying to kind of break out of our style just a little bit, kind of go a little bit, you know, further, kind of stretch the boundaries a little bit. But then again, that deathcore just kind of traps us and brings us back.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You know, fuck that, dude. We're not deathcore. We play music. If you know, classify it under what you want.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get to some more music right now. I mentioned earlier that joining me for this interview was McCary from Submerged in Cassitis. So I want to send a shout to him, and we'll play some Submerged in Cassitis right now. Here's As They Swarm.
I come from the east.
right, you just heard Ethos of Coercion by Dying Fetus. For those of you that follow me on Twitter, you have to know that I was really impressed by Dying Fetus at the Summer Slaughter Tour. To be honest with you, I didn't really know a lot about them prior to the Descendant to Depravity record, but I had no idea it was a three-man band, and that it blew me away that they were that it was three dudes doing all that, and it's amazing. So check out Dying Fetus, and we're gonna get right back into this interview with As Blood Runs Black, and I think this is gonna almost finish out the show.
Everything has to have a reference and be put in a box somewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. Whatever, we're just doing our thing and do what we do, and you know, classify us under whatever you want, but at the end of the day, we still get to do what we want, which is play music and travel the world.
I heard an interview, this is forever ago, with an R&B act called 112.
All right. The
like
sex music?
Years upon years upon years ago, right? And and they said, in the interview, they said, "We don't care if you call us a girl band, a boy band, whatever, as long as the word successful is before it."
Dang, that's fucking wise words, man.
Yeah, it is. You know, like I said, you know, I don't want to say label it so much as successful, but, you know, we're doing what we want to do, and, you know, I don't want to say we're living a dream, but in a sense we are. And
you're
whether
doing what makes
you
happy.
Yeah, we're doing what makes us happy, and it beats the 9-to-5 behind a desk. You know?
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, look at we're chilling at some like weird grocery store talking to you fuckers. I mean, I think this is pretty chill for my job, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Walk across the street, play a sweet ass show, get back on the road, having the best time ever.
That's right, and we're on the West Coast, so I mean, that's what really makes us happy too. I mean, I love the East, but dude, we're from this part of the crust, so we like it here a lot better.
Yep.
Except for the rain, fuck the rain, dude.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
Fuck rain.
All right. Well, I think that's all I need. I understand you guys got a meeting you gotta head to, and before you guys go on, so I won't take up any more of your time.
Awesome. Well, I mean, I had a blast, and I really want that genre shit to get out there. I want more people to be. That's a great question or that topic that you brought up. That people need to start thinking of music as music and stop. You know, when it's so diverse. Like, if it's hip hop, then it's hip hop. If it's metal, it's metal. There's no sub like hip hop. You know, electronic, bubonic,
experimental,
hooked on phonics. You know, like
it's the metal scene.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep
you know,
it metal. Keep it
tight. Keep it a family. Because once it starts breaking off, and there's segregated groups, and then the scene will die, and then there will be no music. Because I'm not going to be doing this just to record albums. There's no money in that. I mean, I have to live. If I'm going to do this for my career, I need some sort of support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want it to always be about money, but you know, like, the scene needs to be strong to keep bands going. You know,
right.
I want to get that across. It's awesome that you brought that up.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much, and we'll let you go at this point.
Cool.
All right, we're going to go to a couple more songs real quick, and then I'm going to come back and outro the show. Here is As Blood Runs Black with Resist off of Instinct. To move. There is no room for Track was I Wrestled a Bear Once with You Know That Ain't Them Dogs Real Voices. Sorry, I can't do much better southern than that, and I'm gonna guess that they were going for a southern drawl, but whatever. That's the show. I need a little bit of feedback, and if you guys could let me know whether or not you liked this format, I could continue doing it for when Ben can't join. Or whatever. Let me know. Make sure you go check out Alloy Podcast on Facebook. Check out Alloy Podcast on Twitter. And go leave a review on iTunes. We encourage our listeners to get a hold of us in a variety of forms. You can head over to alloypodcast.com or puregrainaudio.com/alloy. Leave a comment for us on the website. You can always leave a comment on iTunes. You can email us, alloypodcast@yahoo.com, search for Alloy Podcast on Facebook, or you can find us on Twitter @alloypodcast.